Greetings, I'm Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. Today we come to the last of Luke's Christmas carols in chapter 2. Baby Jesus has been born, and Mary and Joseph take him to the temple. And there's irony in that Mary and Joseph come with animals, whose blood will be shed while holding the very one whose blood will put an end to the endless bloodshed of animals. Well, I'm certain that nobody else would have thought much of this baby, or them. You see, this area of the temple, it held about 6,000 people. It was regularly filled with mothers holding babies, fathers holding birds and lambs. But someone did notice them. Verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms. Simeon is a fascinating character, a mystery man who shows up and then disappears. He's righteous and devout, but not content with his good man reputation. Simeon didn't measure himself by looking at his righteousness as compared to others. He saw the nonstop parade of animal sacrifice and knew what his sin deserved. And Simeon's devotion to God here in the temple brought no consolation. And let me note, this temple was a sight to behold. The entire facade was made up of gold plates, the reflection of which would blind you when the sun came up. But every time Simeon walks out, he says, "Still not here. It is still not here." So why is that? Well, Luke tells us three times in three verses that the Holy Spirit is at work in his life, causing Simeon to long for something more. And the Holy Spirit had revealed he would see the Christ before he died, which explains why he is led by the Spirit to the temple today. I wonder what Simeon was thinking as he stood there waiting, wondering, "Will this be the day?" And then in walks this poor couple with an ordinary-looking baby. There was nothing about this child that stood out. No halo over his head. Jesus was bald, wrinkly, smelled like a baby, cried like a baby. But at that moment, the Spirit seized hold of Simeon's heart, and eyes of faith caught sight of the mystery of mysteries. And Simeon blessed God and sang, "Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." All Simeon's deepest longings are met by this 10-pound baby resting in his arms. You know, it doesn't take much to see that we in our world are in great need. But it takes the supernatural work of the Spirit to see that the only solution to all our tragedy is found in this baby boy. Simeon's song shows the Holy Spirit had worked faith in him and has now united him to Christ. So he sings of finally having that peace which every human heart craves. Now you may never have had a come-to-Jesus moment like Simeon. But if you acknowledge you have no hope in yourself, and you believe that this baby came into the world to save us from our sins, that is none other than the work of the third member of the Blessed Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit. Give praise to the Holy Spirit, who has opened your eyes to see what so many don't. The good news for us today is that Jesus sent us the Helper to come and dwell in us, to bear witness to Christ, and to work in us his peace. Rock solid peace we see here as Simeon embraces Jesus and bursts forth in glorious song. Simeon's only comfort in life and death is not that he's been good enough, is not that God will be impressed by his temple attendance, is not that people will think a lot of him now, is not that he has enough of the stuff of this world. Simeon's only comfort in life and death is that he is not his own, but belongs body and soul to this little Jewish baby he's holding in his arms, whose precious blood will fully satisfy for all his sins, and who will deliver him from the power of the devil, and who by the Holy Spirit assures him of eternal life after the grave. Simeon sees that this baby he holds in his loving arms now will be the one Simeon sees after his death, when Simeon is taken up into Jesus' loving arms. And that is our consolation, and something we can sing about all the way to our own grave, or by God's grace, until that day our beloved comes in glory. Amen.